Come sit down.
Sit down, Nicole.
It's a sunny morning at David Lloyd George Elementary. The schoolyard is filled with students practicing their cycling skills to get ready for bike to school week. Students like 10-year-old Nicole Way. She's seated on a shiny red recumbent three-wheeler, surrounded by classmates from her grade 4-5 class.
You got this. Okay, put your hand here.
Nicole has autism and can have a hard time communicating. Cindy Chow is her teacher.
She's adapted really well to our classroom. The students are very supportive of her. They are involved and engaged with her every day. And so as you can tell, like, they all want to help her. She is very shy, but with the support of all the students, she's really come out of her shell this year.
What does it mean to have an activity like this?
Well, this is wonderful to see because it's very inclusive and it's a great activity. It's allowing students to, no matter what their ability level is, that they can still be involved. And so when we have special bikes that Hub has brought, they don't feel like they can't take part.
Hub is the cycling advocacy group behind Bike to Work and Bike to School Weeks. They also lead school cycling workshops across Greater Vancouver. Hub recently purchased 3 adaptive bicycles thanks to a grant from Good Life Children's Foundation. Ellie Lambert of Hub says the low-to-the-ground recumbent tricycle makes cycling accessible to about 90 kids who may not otherwise be able to participate in the school programs.
Children are able to sit kind of level to the wheels with their back supported rather than being astride a regular bike. That allows children who perhaps have disabilities that prevent them sitting astride a bike to use it, or also those who maybe have nervousness around being on a regular bike. It gives them that little bit more support and confidence, so they feel slightly more stable and helps them learn to cycle that way.
Teachers can request the bikes whenever Hub leads a school workshop. The goal is to include everyone. And there's a side benefit too.
I think it's great to see all the kids kind of sharing the bike and encouraging one another to use it, because I say often the children who are using these bikes might not have ever cycled before, or certainly might not have seen an adaptive bike, so might be feeling a little bit nervous. So I think that peer support is really important, and it's reflective of the cycling community as a whole, that everyone wants to see other people out on bikes and enjoying themselves.
Okay. Now, push.
Push.
Push,
push,
push, push. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Push. Keep on going. Push it here. Nicole, keep on going. No, push.
She's
here.
Determined to
push.
Try.
Push here, then push the other one.
Nicole has a shy smile on her face as she tries to get the hang of the bike, but it's a challenge for her to get it moving. Her friends are doing everything they can to help.
Nicole, Andreas, he doesn't bike ride. Watch Andreas, and he's going to demonstrate for you. Good job, Andreas. This is Andreas' first time on a bike.
Ms. Chow says 10-year-old Andreas Diaz was nervous about riding a bike this morning, but he goes for a spin and returns elated.
It's pretty cool that I can go really fast on that bike. It kind of feels like I'm driving my own car. It feels beautiful, like I'm on a speedboat on a diamond blue water.
It seems to inspire Nicole.
Yeah, I think she's still a little apprehensive, but she's on it again, and it looks like she wants to try. She's still trying, and the fact that she's smiling means that she really wants to move the bike and get it moving forward.
Jaren Chen has an idea.
If he went to us, we should give him some sticker for reward, because she likes stickers.
Okay, well, I have some stickers if you want to show her some.
Ms. Chow and student Emily Solis kneel beside Nicole.
Okay. We're going to keep the feet on. Okay, you hold one hand and I'll hold the other one. We're going to slowly push you. I'll hold your hand and Emily will hold your other hand. And you're not going to fall. There you go.
Yeah.
Keep the other foot on. That was great.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Good job.
That's a lovely sticker. Okay. Do you want? Maybe we can get one in every finger.
Yes.
So let's see if we can pedal a little farther.
Good job. Here. What color do you want?
Blue.
I.
A little louder, Nicole.
I.
Want.
Blue. Sticker.
Okay. Here we go. Good. I think you did
quite well, right? She did. She moved quite well.
You're all the way over there.
Yeah, look at that, Nicole.
With the help of her friends, her teacher, and her support worker, Jenny Lau, Nicole slowly makes her way across the playground. It's just a short distance, but Nicole has come a long way, says Miss Lau.
It's great. She feels she's involved at whatever other kids are doing, and she's doing it too. It feels like she's part of it. She's part of the whole, with her friends, her peers, and her classmates.
I need to get my bike.
Yeah, she enjoys it.
For the early edition, I'm Margaret Gallagher in Vancouver.
Are you happy? Yeah. Say yes, I'm happy. Yay!